Good morning, everybody. In Our Town Has Plenty Land, our lovely reader, listener, viewer, whoever you happen to be. So it's Wednesday morning. Here we are. We've got our lovely guest spot because the podcast is coming at the end of the month, but we've got the guest spot.
Mm-hmm.
So aren't we so lucky? Aren't we so lucky? My tea's not the sweet spot, as we all know. It has to be the sweet spot. But to welcome the lovely Ray Edwards. Darling,
hello.
Cheers, you.
Thank you for having me.
Our town.
Yes, it does indeed have plenty.
So Ray's got many hats. Like we've all got many hats, haven't we?
That's
Ray's
right.
Ray's got probably more hats than most people.
Many lanyards.
Many lanyards. Oh, I love that. That's really good. I love that. Because so we met on. Extracts,
yes.
Young People Centre,
yes.
Back in the day.
Yes, and the best project.
One of the best projects, yeah, we were working there together, it was hilarious.
Yeah, you were helping some of the young people.
I was. And you were out there, I remember, do you know what, I can never ever look at a poached egg without thinking of Ray Edwards, she, this woman, I know, she'd have this vat of water, and she would be able to poach about 12, 15 eggs at a go.
Nice.
And she would go, it's easy, you just do this, bring it in, and they were always perfect.
Wow.
You are in my mind every time I have a poached egg. Trust me, that's a lot of poached eggs, a lot of rain.
So, I'm very good at bulk catering.
You really are.
For some reason, yes.
You really
are. Learned from a great army chef.
Yeah, you really, really are.
Yeah.
So, darling, what brought you here to Hastings?
To Hastings? Back in the day, this is 2006. My parents had moved here and I was living along the coast in Lancing. And I was working in a pub and I wasn't very happy with my life. And they invited me to live in Hastings. And I came here and worked at the Jenny Lind in the old town back in the day. Met many of the old town characters, as you do.
It's great baptism, isn't it?
Yes, I know it was. I think not long after I started was Old Town Week. It was just crazy. I think I started at the end of June, so August. And I was like, what is going on? And there was a band on all the time. There were all these crazy people dancing everywhere, and everyone was drinking, and there was fancy dress, and there were just colourful characters, and it was just like, wow, this is an amazing place.
So you weren't in Lancing anymore.
No, definitely not. Lancing is very quiet. I don't think anything really happens there. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so I came here, and I'm still here. It's the first, I've lived in quite a lot of places in my adult life, a few places in my childhood as well, but this is the first place I haven't sort of just wanted to leave, you know, after a little while. You do your sort of 3, 5, 7 years, and then you go, right, where else am I going to go? What am I going to do? And here you get a chance to reinvent yourself. You get a chance to do different things, and you can be different people in one place, and it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it encourages it, doesn't it, this town?
Yeah.
It encourages you to put a lot of different hats on.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm not just this, I'm also this.
Yeah.
Oh. And Ray's also lots of things. You've done loads of things since you've been here.
Yeah, I think charity work. I think I definitely wear a lot of hats. Yeah. You can work at one charity and have 5 jobs, but you can also work at several charities at the same time and have several jobs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. I think working at Extracts certainly did lots of different things, from poaching eggs and cooking to running education projects to engaging with the local college and things like that. But working I now work at EFT, Education Futures Trust, where I've worn lots of different hats as well.
You've been there a while, haven't you?
I have. I've been there 7.5 years.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I started as volunteer coordinator when I was at uni, and they've allowed me to grow and change and do different things. And now I teach nutrition there. I run fitness classes for mums, and I help out with Forest School. Last week we had a team day, went to Lushgate Farm, and I was there doing the muck. Looking after lambs. It's amazing what you end up doing.
Yeah, it's great.
But it's quite nice. Keeps it all fresh and different.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. So all those different hats. So you've come on today to talk about a few of those.
Yes.
What are you bringing? What are you doing?
Well, today I've got a few events coming up. I've got some menopause-based events. That's my area of sort of real interest at the moment in nutrition.
Yeah.
And I've got some courses coming up at the college where ladies can meet each other, get together, and support and learn about nutrition through the menopause.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's really important, isn't it?
Yes.
We were only saying this morning...
Yeah, I didn't really eat breakfast before recording this morning, which is and yeah, it's you know, having all of the things that you need to start your day well and to have your life well changes when you get to, you know, sort of past 40, 45-ish. And yeah, you were saying you've got a list of things.
I've got a list. Yeah, I have to have a list because when menopause hit me, it felt like, well, Raxine here, it felt like someone else had moved into my body. It felt like someone else had moved into my mind. I didn't know this woman. I didn't know this woman who had brain fog. I didn't know this woman who couldn't string a sentence together. I didn't know this woman who would fall into fits of tears at a moment's notice without any... There was no tangible reason. Why am I crying?
Mm.
Everything that made me cry... And it felt like a beast and just descended on me. Some people can transcend it. Transcend, is that the word?
Breeze through.
Breeze through. And some of us can't. And some of us, it really hits us hard. Mm. I remember my mother had a really easy menopause, but she wasn't easy throughout her life. It was very difficult. But menopause, it was like, it's no big deal. I get a bit hot. Me, I felt like some stranger had moved into my body.
Mm.
So I needed some really good care, but nobody was taking any notice of it at that time. So I'm 65 now, so this would have been late 40s when it really hit me hard. So that's nearly 20 years. Mm. And people were, it was like, oh, it's just your age, dear. It's just your age.
Shush. Women's thing.
But 20 years ago, of course, was when we had the massive scare about HRT.
We did.
Now we have some really good HRT that people can take if they're struggling. But at that time, I think it was 2004, when the big scare came out and it was everyone threw away their HRT. No one wanted it.
No.
It came with all these dangers and things, and we haven't really lived that down a lot.
Which was actually based on a very limited study that they found now.
Yes.
Davina McCall found that. She said, this was based on a tiny sample. And really, it's not been explored since.
No, it was based on women who really were too old to take menopause. It was also based on oral HRT. So transdermal HRT is a lot safer. It's a lot easier on the body. It's body identical. Whereas the one before, I think, was taken from horse urine.
It was.
And it was very different. Whereas now the body identical one is plant-based. It's from yams, which is amazing. But, yeah, it's a lot easier on us. It doesn't come with quite the same risks.
Nice. What do you mean by body identical?
Body identical, so the same as the estrogen we would produce ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get estrogen from things that we eat in our diet and things like that, and it doesn't quite have the same effect on us.
We'd have to eat an awful lot of it, wouldn't we?
You do.
We'd have to eat steaks and stacks of yams.
Yeah.
You can really eat yams. Yams are estrogen too. Yeah. Right. Imagine that I am an alien, basically.
Tell me everything.
There's a lot of other foods that you can put in your diet, not yams, that can help with estrogen as well. So that's really good. But I think the non-body identical wasn't good, and that obviously did come with risks.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know that it made a big difference to me because I had to go to London to Harley Street. The idea of going to Harley Street to get treated, nobody would treat me here. So I did go. I did go to Harley Street. Very long time ago. And she looked at me and she said, Patsy, she said, all the self-help books in the world won't make a difference to you because your orchestra in your body is missing instruments.
Yeah.
And I just stood there and it was a great metaphor for me.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah.
And she said, so it all sounds discordant.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can bring some of the instruments back in, I can promise you, you'll feel better. So I wept. Yeah. I wept in her office and Rack was with me and it was like someone's listening. Finally someone listened.
Yes. Yeah.
And that all came from reading Karen Franklin from the Clothes Show blog on what changed her. So I went to the same practitioner and it was fantastic actually to be heard. And that night, I went home with my progesterone tablet, and I took it, and I slept for the first time in what felt like about 4 years.
Wow.
So, and to have a really decent sleep meant I woke up the next day thinking, I can do this. I can actually
do anything.
This. Yeah. I can do anything. Yeah. So I took them, and I'd recently had a scan for osteoporosis, and I was in the danger zone. No laughing rack. When you say danger zone, you think of a certain track of music.
The song is now.
The song is in your head. Exactly. But she said, "Don't worry. Very shortly, you'll go back when they retest you, and you'll find you'll go back into the safe." I mean, does that even happen? She said, "Because in America, they've been using this for a very long time. It's we were late to the game in the UK, actually." Mm-hmm. So yes, I went back. I had my test. She said, "No, you're back in. Are you taking HRT?" I said, "Yes, I am." She went, "Oh, that explains it."
Yeah,
nice one. So, and there's so many different things that can really you can really benefit from good. Because they used to call it bioidentical. They call it body identical now, don't they? Marvelous.
Well, it's probably probably bioidentical in science and body identical to
science.
I think we forget sometimes that we have estrogen receptors in every cell in our body, which is why it affects our hair, our skin, our you know, everything. It affects our weight. It affects everything.
Yeah.
And you know, your orchestra wasn't just missing, you know, instruments. I think it was missing notes in the songs. It's missing part of something massive.
Yeah.
And part of being a woman, and that's why, you know, we get upset. There's a grief there. I think it was Davina that said the grief you feel, even though you've had your children, even though they're growing up, you're still like, I don't feel like
me anymore.
Yeah, I don't feel like me. I don't feel like a woman. I don't feel like I can do the things that I'm supposed to be able to do. You know, we've got that connection with everything else, with our rhythms and our monthly cycles and things.
Mm-hmm.
And you're missing something there. It's all, especially when you're going through the transition, because it's all out of whack.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you don't know if you're, you know, it could be 1 month, it could be 3 months.
I was crazy.
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah. I felt utterly crazy. Mm-hmm. And my decision making, my self doubt was huge before that. But as soon as that I started to sort of get involved more with bringing the notes, bringing the music back to my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It changed everything, and it felt it's not for everybody, but it definitely worked for me. It brought Patsy back to the game. Yeah.
Yeah. So what makes
good.
You
we can't be... lose Patsy.
No.
I'm not
Patsy.
So, I was just going to ask what made you shift towards menopause as your interest and topic?
So, I didn't really realise at the end of my 30s. I'm in my mid 40s now, but in my early 40s, I started to get irregular periods, and so I went to the doctor. I'd been to the doctor previously for other things that were wrong, and I thought I had high estrogen levels, which can happen when you're in a very early menopause. Nobody told me that. And I started getting sort of lumps in my breasts, and I had to go to the hospital and get those scanned.
Yeah.
And I found out it was high estrogen, and they just kept trying to fob me off with antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know, but I didn't really I expected an early menopause. My mum had a very early menopause, but I didn't expect it quite the sort of 37 38.
Mm-hmm.
And then in my early 40s I start getting irregular periods, and luckily I met a wonderful doctor who sent me straight emergency appointment, gynecologist. She went, "It's perimenopause." And I was like, "Oh,
thank you."
Yes.
Explanation.
Yes. And because I knew I might have an early menopause, I'd already started studying, I'd already started looking into things, I'd already moved my nutrition into that sort of area.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew what to sort of put into my diet.
So were you a nutritionist already at that point?
Yes. Yeah. So I passed my nutrition master's in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so it was a fun year. I started going in person to university and finished my degree online.
A safe distance.
Yes, but that probably helped, because having a child and working and doing a degree, having a bit of lockdown, there is some time.
Yeah.
Which, a furlough, you know, that was really good. Mm. So, yes, I got to do that, but still got to study.
Yeah.
Spend time with my child.
So the nutrition aspect... which is what we were laughing about this morning. Mm. It was like almost like making sure that we eat well going through this period. I have to set myself up in the morning with Greek yogurt, not Greek style, Greek yogurt and fruit.
The real thing.
The real thing. Get the real McCoy. Because I know that after that, I might not necessarily be able to follow anything wise, but I definitely start myself off. And then what that gives me is a well done.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Good start. Mm-hmm. And it really does make a difference to my brain function. Mm-hmm. If I skip breakfast because I'm distracted by something, typical neurodiverse head, then I know I pay the price for that come about noon.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know where I am. Rack says to me, have
you grab biscuits.
And I grab biscuits. Yeah. And it's like, no.
And then you're just spiking.
And then I spike. So nutrition.
Yeah, starting with protein is absolutely a big game changer. Yeah. If people don't do it already, that's absolutely fantastic. If you can have good whack of Greek yogurt, you know, some seeds, some nuts and things in there, you've got it all. Yeah. Fruit, as you say, berries, really good. So
I've got a friend who starts with hamburger.
Whoa.
It's protein.
In the morning. Yeah, she does. Oh, or she has thin, like fillets, really thin, like a steak you put in a sandwich.
Huh?
So she says, oh no, I'm not afraid of this. And she starts
morning
with
sandwich
that.
Steak.
Yeah.
I'm probably a bit worried about having red meat every day.
Yeah, but yeah, it's you know, we're all different, aren't we?
Yeah, so that must be what works for her body type.
Yeah. Good bit of protein. Yeah. I sort of flip between Greek yogurt and fruit and seeds and scrambled egg.
Yeah,
I love scrambled egg. Yeah, with some veg in there. Mm. Do you mix fresh salsa?
Yeah, to make
avocado.
It
yeah, I do love avocado.
How bougie are we? Smashed avocado and feta, please, everybody, on the sourdough. Thank you.
I do make sourdough bread. I love it. Yeah, on the weekends. Yeah,
too.
They're lovely.
Yeah, so nutrition is important, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely,
And you offer courses in that?
I do. So we've got courses at the college. I was invited to apply to become a lecturer at the college by somebody who knew me and knew that I did nutrition.
Amazing.
And because one of the struggles in Hastings is not everybody can afford to come and see a nutritionist.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It is quite, it's a bit bougie probably.
It's expensive.
Yes. So I wanted to bring that to more people, obviously with my background of helping people, supporting people in charities. So I started to put my knowledge into courses. I started off with nutrition for wellbeing, which talked, it was sort of an introduction to all the basics through the life cycle of nutrition. Mm. And then I moved on to sort of some one day courses. I do an over 50s nutrition. I do nutrition through the menopause.
I'm like tip, signing up to whoever.
Nutrition
to like your health. Little student in the corner.
I do have people that come to all my courses and say, I know some of it, but I want to come back to your course.
That's great.
And it's really lovely to watch them sort of become healthier and become, you know, their issues before that nutrition can help with are lowering. Mm. And it's so lovely to see. It's wonderful. And to see the same faces.
Yeah. That's great. I'm really thinking about this because I could do with a bit of a
refresher.
Because quite often, us of the neurodiverse mind, I mention again, things can float in and then float out again.
Yeah,
unless
easily.
I stamp it down and say, this is important and I need to do it for at least a week.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I can see benefit now.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about? Is there cost? What's the cost for
these? So the college courses, they're free to anybody with a personal income of under £25,000. So personal, it's not your partner, it's not your family, it's not your household,
that's
it's
really
your
good.
Personal income, which is really good.
Cool.
So anybody working part-time or can move some hours about. I get ladies who, you know, maybe work from home doing beauty things and they can just move some appointments about, do some evening things so they're not losing anything.
Sure.
And, can come along to the courses.
Are they daytime, evening?
They're generally daytime.
Daytime.
Yes. I've got some evening events coming up for people who work as well.
Great.
Doing a lovely menopause evening, which I'm doing the catering for as well, and that's Women's Voice. I was very excited to be approached by Women's Voice.
They're great, aren't they?
And they're doing an evening with Brighton Medical School, and that is called Don't Fret the Fog.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so they're doing research into menopause, and there's about dementia as well, because that's something in my over 50s course, that's something many people worry about, is dementia. And I think that's what comes after menopause. Once you get through menopause, you're like, oh, I need to keep away dementia. But there's lots of things that can help with both nutritionally. So yeah, doing, I think it's Wednesday the 1st of October, 6 till 9 p.m. Doing a plant-based menopause menu. So it should be,
sounds like there's an airplane landing
on airplane just went over.
I don't know what that was.
Forgive jet me. Plane.
Yeah. It's rather loud, isn't it?
Oh. It was like slate coming down off.
Wow, it did. It did. It sounded like there were several actually. That didn't
luckily
sound like
we're
one of the
okay.
Nine.
There
we're
no
good.
Slate.
We're just sitting in St. Leonard's, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
The noise
the thing
in.
Is, we all heard it.
We all heard it. Yeah. It was like,
just starts
to go.
It's a pacemaker.
You see these faces go. This is wonderful. Mm. So what's the uptake locally? Good?
Yeah, for menopause events, I went to one up at the Hastings Centre a few months ago, and that was arranged, I think it was in conjunction with Active Hastings,
nice.
Like 1U East Sussex.
Brilliant.
And places.
1U, great, aren't they?
Yeah, it was, I think, who put it on? Was it Emma at... Sorry.
Don't worry.
St. Nicholas.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Oh,
Nicholas.
Right.
Everyone's brain fog.
Speaking words, please.
Yes. And then the words just disappear.
They just float away. Or the whole thing that you're talking about. So there was an evening up at the Hastings Centre. It was really well attended. A GP spoke all about HRT and things, and a menopause nurse. And then I didn't have a talking slot in that one because they didn't know too much about me. But I went with my courses and was telling people, and then they introduced me at the end, said that I was here, and lots of people were like, oh yes, nutrition.
Brilliant.
So now the next event that's been organised by 1U Sussex, I've been invited to go and chat.
Nice one.
So that one's in Battle, it's not quite in town, but it's Hazel Lodge Care Home, and they're running a menopause evening on the 7th of October.
Nice.
So I'm going to go up there and talk and let people come and find out. So although it's a care home, they do community events. Apparently it's very nice.
They're a venue basically.
Yes.
For that all.
Yes.
Yeah, like
they
that.
Like
it's
people
nice.
To come in, I think.
Yeah,
yeah, things to go on.
That's good.
Tell us about your cooking.
Cooking? Mm. Yes.
Another.
Just tell me about it.
Just one second. Take a deep breath.
Ooh.
If anyone can hear this on the broadcast, it's a moment of...
Little Zen
reset.
Is it the red arrows or something?
Yeah, it's red arrows.
I should have mentioned I asked them to fly by.
Oh, you're so kind. That's a very special
day. The reason I wanted to ask about cooking in particular is a bit like you were saying earlier, it's, you know, we... unless it's in programmed in for me, it doesn't really happen. And I get fixated on certain, you know, recipes and ways of putting food together. For a while, when I was going through early divorce, I didn't know, I couldn't do anything, so I just got like the Gusto box in, and that helped quite a lot for being able to compose really easy food that I knew was nutritionally good as well.
Someone else had done the work.
So for me, it would be just great to hear about what sorts of bits you would put together to make something that is nutritionally valuable and good for somebody going through perimenopause and into menopause, really.
Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with getting boxes and things, especially when you're not there, like mentally or physically, if you're working hard or going through something. I've had HelloFresh boxes myself. It's very nice to try new different things and be told how to cook it. It's nice. Not making it up. Things that you can take into your diet, I mean, massive... helps if you're not on HRT. Things like soy is hugely beneficial, and it has phytoestrogens in, which sort of have a bit of an effect on the body, not quite as much as HRT or your own estrogen, but certainly on the way into sort of perimenopause, it's a great place to start. and flax seeds, and that's what I'm getting at my breakfast. So I know I've had my flax seeds and some kefir.
Yep.
So yeah, looking after phytoestrogens, if you're not on HRT, or if you are, they're very good for lowering cholesterol and things. Mm. And then other things, you want to ensure that you're getting protein. So lots of people are on plant-based diets, you need to ensure you are getting protein as well. We start to lose our muscle mass as we sort of go through our 30s, 40s and older, and menopause is a time that accelerates that, so we need to ensure we are getting that. But yeah, making sure that we are looking after our gut health, as I said about kefir, especially if you're in a difficult time, because it helps with your mental health, it helps your overall physical, your well-being, just staying well, not catching colds and things like that, and your gut health, which can help with your menopause transition as well. And eating colourful foods, fibre will help to balance your hormones, so making sure that you're getting lots of colour, whole grains, things like that.
So when you say colour, you're talking about walking into Lidl, I'm just going to throw that off, Sussex fruits, and just seeing all the beautiful colours. You grab them all.
Yeah,
they're all going to be
packed. Yeah, try and get some. Try and get some different colours in each week. Try and get all the rainbow colours in. And we talk about doing 30 plant points each week, so that's different plants over the week. So if you are, it's quite often that people who are neurodiverse will hone in on one way of doing something.
Hello.
And that's it. Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm diagnosed.
I like that. I'm going to eat that for 3 weeks.
Yes, I know. Till I'm completely sick of it. But if you can have, you know, try and maybe stick to the same way of cooking. Say it was a stir fry, but you're mixing up the veg that you put in there. So you're looking at, if I was looking at a stir fry or a roast or something, a salad, I'm trying to have lots of different colours. So you've got your green, you've often got your green there, haven't you? But try and have some red, try and have some orange, some purple, red cabbage, amazing. It goes in so many dishes.
Rainbow chard.
Yeah, I'll go for it.
And that goes all the way through the winter. Weird fun
fact. It does.
It's fine iron. It's
good. There you go.
Get your greens in. Greens are very important to get in every day. I would say greens, spinach at breakfast in my eggs.
Yeah.
Covering things at breakfast, I love that. That's what I do.
If you're on the hop, what do you shove in your bag?
That's a good question.
So taking out, I try what, for snacks or for lunch?
Well, let's go snacks first.
Snacks. So if I wasn't going into school or anything like that, nuts, absolutely brilliant. Oh. Nuts, yeah, a small handful of nuts each day is really good.
Which nuts? Because not peanuts.
So peanuts, can have some peanuts, but a mix of nuts is good. Not too many Brazil nuts or peanuts and things. Yeah,
and Brazils, cashews. Because Brazils have a lot of selenium in them, so you've got to just have two or three
Just a couple of Brazil nuts. Yeah. But yeah, it's nice to have a little mix. Walnuts, especially good. If you were going to go for one nut, walnuts.
The little brains.
Good for your brain, Douglas.
I love that nature's done that. They've made them look like a little brain. It's so good. But yeah, walnuts are absolutely, yeah, full of omega-3, especially if you don't eat fish. Get some flax seeds and walnuts. And then fruit, always handy to just carry with you, you know, some grapes and things.
Not until it decomposes in the bottom of the bag.
No, probably not.
I have discovered a dead banana in the bottom of the bag. It was sad because I, you know, you felt in death. Anyway,
That's all right. Sorry, it's kind of that up, but it's remembering, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm in a bag and make sure that
sorry
I
for
don't...
the visual. And then lunch-wise, what do you think?
Lunch-wise, so it's good to try and remember to get some protein. You know, if you're having some soup, have some beans in there and things like that. Beans is another good lunch. I quite often make up batches of my own sort of baked beans with lots of different types of beans in there. And then I put that in the freezer in small pots and I can pull that out and a little tin of mackerel, like in tomato sauce from the cupboard. Take that to work and I've got a really healthy lunch.
Jobs are good, isn't it? I've got a thing that I make every year, and I make a lot of it in different batches. You've had it. My famous soup, but it is a bit of a famous soup. I roast every colour under the sun vegetable, and I do several trays, stick loads of garlic amongst it, whole bulbs, and then it gets blitzed, and it's just...
Oh, it's so good.
And it's so
flavorful. Soup's so comforting,
soup,
isn't it?
It is. But yeah. You get all your colours and then you think, I've done a good thing to my body today. Mm. I've given it what I want.
Yeah.
I will have chunks of sourdough bread with it. But my God.
Maybe this better.
Maybe. But it's delicious. And like you say, when you popped it in the freezer, you're making your own, what do they call that? Food.
Ready meal.
Ready meal,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. But you just put it out and you defrost by lunch. It keeps the rest of your drinks cool in your lunch bag.
It's brilliant. But it's good though, isn't it?
Yeah. And you can still add things to that, like your seeds or your flax seeds and things. Yeah, or a Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
Something on the top, bit of cheese.
Yeah. Bit of cheese. Dark chocolate, that seems to be a big thing for women in the menopause.
Yes. Yes. Do love a bit of dark chocolate, a bit of magnesium and antioxidants and things. Yeah, very good. Mm. And, you know, having a little bit of the things that you like. You know, if you're craving dairy milk all day, then you probably need to have a little look at blood sugars and things like that. But having a square of dark chocolate and really enjoying it, I keep mine in the fridge so that I can nibble it after dinner. And, just sort of seize off the day of food. That's like my last little thing. And it's so lovely and so good for you.
What would you...
I want to know something about what you love about living here.
About living in Hastings? I think I've touched on it briefly earlier, is that you can sort of reinvent. You can do different things. When I came here, I was a big drinker. I wasn't healthy. I used to go out on a Friday night and come home on a Monday morning about 2 a.m. and get up and go to work, and it's not that healthy. And then probably go out in the week as well. Barmaid at the weekends. And but now it's just full of healthy things as well. And not only the work that I do, but also in running groups, there are circuits classes everywhere, including the ones that I run, and I go to some as well. And then we are surrounded by the coast and the country. There's so many places to run, to walk, to do things, to get out, to cycle. And it's just amazing. But you've still got those events as well. You've still got Old Town Week. You've still got Jack in the Green. You've still got Fat Tuesday. And, you know, at the moment we've got Coastal Currents on. We've got Seafood and Wine Festival coming.
Yeah, that's right.
There's always something on.
But I'm going to grab you just briefly before we, because I know we're coming close to our end, but... So somebody who feels a little bit awkward about joining a circuit group, because we've touched on nutrition, we've touched on HRT, the physical effect of it, because, you know, I get really stiff and I realise I've been scrolling or I've been doing stuff or I've been writing or working in a sedentary space. So where would you go for circuit training, which does not feel awkward for somebody who's just starting out?
So I mean, I run quite a good class for beginners in the park on a Saturday morning. I probably wouldn't say that. I go to some at Trojan Gym, but they're good. They're good. They're really good.
But you can start with you.
Well, that's what I do. So because I go to the other classes, some of the ladies come to my Saturday morning class then come to the Trojan classes with me as they get fitter and stronger and want to do a bit more
confident.
And then I'm there with them, so I can partner with them at those classes. Quite often that's the awkwardness, is finding a partner. So, you know, if anybody wanted to come to my classes, they can absolutely get in touch with me, chat to me first.
Do you need a partner to come?
No, not at all. No, we all partner with each other. Nice. And if somebody's not got a partner, I partner, and then I get to do class as well, which is lovely. I get to go through what I'm putting them through, which is good. Yeah, but we have a lovely time, and everyone can bring their children, which is quite often a barrier.
Yeah,
they're very welcome at my class, So when I first started getting fit and caring more about my physical health, I started going to a class which was for mums, and it meant the world to me. When I had my son, I was very on my own. I was a single parent, and that was my time that I got out and I met other people. And it wasn't a mother and baby class.
No,
it was something for me, but I didn't get the mum guilt because my child was there. Because I tried to put him in creche and go to the gym.
Right.
It didn't work. Yeah. No, but having him there with lots of other children to play with lots of toys.
Nice.
Thank you, Richard Pringle, for putting that class on. It was absolutely amazing. And then when I was asked What would I like to do at EFT? Mm. I said, I want to train and I want to run that for other mums.
Yes.
I want to be able to bring that to other people. I want them to be able to get out the house for something for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the feedback I've got from that class.
So important though, isn't it? It's something just for the... Mm. Instead of always giving, you this is mine, I'm claiming this.
You've got to fill your cup.
It's really important. Yeah. Yeah. So you've given us a really good idea about what's going on in town, right?
Yes, yeah. Lots and lots of things.
So how do we find you? How do people get in touch with you?
So I think we're going to put some links below the video. So that will tell you about some events that I've got coming up, and a link to my website. So my website is sunshineandwellness.co.uk. And I decided to call it that so I can say I'm Ray of Sunshine and Wellness.
Oh, very good.
Very good.
Yeah, most nutritionists are sort of Ray-trition or something like that, but I decided to go a bit cheesier.
I like cheesy. Yes. Do you know what? I've learnt loads today, but it sounds like we might have to get you back on.
Yes,
definitely.
Further chat.
Absolutely.
Lovely. Yeah, I would love to come.
This has been so good.
Yes.
So, Ray Edwards, Sunshine and Wellness.
.co.uk. Yes. Thank you very much for having me.
Our town has plenty.
Yes, right.
Oh.